Manitouwadge. It was all about the puck on Saturday night. Former Copper Kings players reunited for a rousing game of hockey at the Rec Center in Manitouwadge. Team Baker, yellow jerseys, dominated for most of the game, but Team Estarte staged a valiant comeback to finish the game with a score of 6-5. The young folk got in on the action, too. The boys and girls of the Copper Kings' future stars held a fast-action game between periods, showing off their developing skills on skates. Besides the regular action on the ice, there were contests and prizes galore. The organizers staged a chuck-a-puck contest, where, for a $2 donation, a puck was tossed at a target at center ice. The closest puck to the target won a prize. A shoot for a TV contest, and a 50-50 draw were also held. The silent auction, which featured a whole host of prizes and gifts generously donated by local businesses and individuals, offered the fans a chance at some last-minute Christmas shopping. All proceeds from Saturday's event go to the Manitouwadge Cancer Assistance Group. This nonprofit organization was formed in 2007 by a team of dedicated individuals whose lives have been touched by cancer in various ways. Their goal is to assist local cancer patients to help pay for a variety of expenses, such as prosthesis, prescription medications, when not covered by drug plans, oxygen, travel, accommodations and other costs that the Northern Ontario grant does not adequately fund. The alumni game, now in its 13th year, was originally initiated by Toby Mattson as a fundraiser for the organization. Together, they have raised thousands of dollars to support many local folks in their fight against cancer. The Manitouwadge Cancer Assistance Group would like to thank the players of all ages, the support staff, volunteers, businesses and other sponsors for all their hard work, dedication and generosity. Without you, this event would not possible. To help support this cause, contact any member of the MGAC or e-transfer your donation to manitouwadgecag@gmail.com. So, until next year, keep your blades on the ice, and the spirit of giving in your heart. Happy holidays.